Now, the European Union foreign policy chief has asked Turkey to stop its planned military operation in Syria against U.S.-backed Kurdish militants there. Federica Mogherini said the EU is concerned about the possible offensive. She called on Ankara to refrain from any unilateral military action that risks further instability in Syria. Now, on Wednesday, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said that his country is launching a new operation in Syria within days against the Kurdish People's Protection Units, or the YPG. Any Turkish military move against the YPG would be rather complicated by the likelihood of Ankara's army coming face to face with U.S. troops. Turkey views the YPG as a terrorist organization and insists to clear the group from the border city of Manbij. Joining us now out of Florida is a David William Peer, political columnist. Hello, Mr. Peer. Thanks for joining us on the program, sir. So, your thoughts about on this, firework display we're about to see on the border there, according to Erdogan, he wants to take out the Kurds from Manbij. What do you think?
I think it's pretty ironic. You have two NATO countries getting ready to go head-to-head in Syria, a third country where neither one of them have a legal right to be. What I want to know is what is the EU doing asking Turkey not to intervene in Syria? Why isn't she asking the U.S. to also get out of Syria? Where is the U.N.? They are impotent and not able to function. They've really been sidelined so badly by the U.S. in the last 20 years that the U.N. has really become very impotent. But I think what has to happen is that the U.S. has to get out. I don't know how much people remember the history of this war. It seems like it's been going on forever. It started in 2011 as a covert operation where the U.S. was trying to pull off a regime change. Obama was saying, that Assad had to go, that he was illegitimate, and trying to overthrow him. This whole thing is illegal, and it's a war of aggression. It's the worst war crime that can be committed, according to international law, because that's the basis for all other war crimes. And the U.S., I don't think they really know what they're doing anymore. They've set up permanent bases in Syria. I think they even have McDonald's and Starbucks shops there in those bases. And unfortunately, the Kurds are the ones that are really caught in the middle. I realize that they're struggling to have their own country and so forth, but I think that for their own good, what they should do is get together with Assad and try and work something out with him, because the experience that the Kurds have had with the U.S. in the past has been that they've always been used as tools and then discarded when they were no longer useful. That was the experience that they had in Iraq, going back many, many years into the 1990s when the U.S. was trying to overthrow Saddam Hussein. And then the U.S. Let the Kurds be poisoned basically just bugged out on them. So it's really, yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, but before we're running out of time, but before I let you go, I want to ask you, Erdogan, Turkish president, is his perception that the Kurds on Syrian soil close to the Turkish border, just a couple of days ago, I mean, he bombed PKK positions in northern Iraq. Baghdad has called Turkish ambassador to, complain about violating Iraqi sovereignty by carrying out those air raids on Iraqi soil. Now we're seeing it in Syria. I mean, it can't be good for geopolitical policy there for a country just to invade its neighbors. But my question to you, is it warranted, this perception that Erdogan has, that the YPG are a threat to Turkish sovereignty?
I really don't know, to tell you the truth. I think the Kurds do want their own country. They want their own nation. And of course, the Kurds are in both Turkey and in Syria, as well as in Iraq. I really can't speak to that question, but I think that definitely Turkey has no business going into Iraq, I mean into Syria, none whatsoever, or into Iraq either. So I think that from that point of view, it's totally unfounded.
Thank you for joining us and for your input. David William Pierre, political columnist there, joining us out of Florida.